This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Is he mobile with the soul's essence? Yes.
Hey everybody, what's going on? It's sessions time, that's right. We do it Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio, and then from 11 to midnight on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV, we bring you an hour of Michigan-made music. But Fridays are special. Fridays gives me the opportunity to get some of these bands and artists on the show and pick their brain and find out how this fantastic Michigan music happens. Mitch and Stateman, I've been trying to get him on the show for a while. I finally got him. I snagged him. A windowless van just pulled up alongside of him, put a rag of ether over his mouth, and now he's here. He's been releasing a couple of albums. He's got a couple songs he wants to talk to you about and some other projects. We'll be talking to him here momentarily. But let's get things started. Want to give him a chance to kind of let the ether wear off a little bit. Here's some Iggy Pop, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
I'm a real wild one. Wild one. Wild one. Wild one. Wild one.
School, like I'm real, real cool. Gotta dance like I'm free. Well, it's been a busy day. What are you trying to sell? Oh, Mother Nature's in trouble. She could really use my help. If I make a small donation, receive a free decal. It's funny, a little charity can make you feel so fine. But it's only a tree and it's only a bird. In the grand scheme of things, tell me what's that really worth? The universe began on the day of my birth. My life is far too important to be troubled with the earth. The TV war is over, but the fighting still remains. They've put out the fires and blown the smoke our way. It's not a question of moral, just example of our thirst. To think a madman in the desert has the nerve to waste a first. There's a fortune going up in smoke, that's what really hurts. So let it burn, let it burn. It really doesn't matter anyway. Let it burn. One refined mainline of precious gasoline. Cause it's only the air and it's only the dirt. In the grand scheme of things, tell me what's that really worth? The universe began on the day of my birth. My life is far too important to be troubled with the earth.
Nick Juno, Troubled with the Earth, right there on Sessions on Solace Day Radio. World Day is coming up. I think it's right around 4:20, so I'm just going to give the stoners a chance to stop laughing for a moment. But yeah, World Day is, I think it's like on the 22nd or something like that. Troubled with the Earth. If you can recycle something, plant a tree, or not pee on one. I guess do something for the environment, huh? I got my guest Mitch and Statement in studio, and he reminded me of somebody that we interviewed on the Brothers Stone show. Yes, we're digging in the vaults for this one. Here's Mike Ward from Port Huron. Here's the next rounds on me on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
When the mic glass is half empty or full, it's sort of like a gravitational pull. Liquid courage or a paralyzing potion, either way each day I get my quotient. Wearing four roses or a royal crown, putting it on never lets me down. So raise a glass to me and one to you. The bartender's buying, so I'll have two. Oh, raise a glass or two, or maybe three. Let's drink a toast. The next round's on me. Whether I'm howling at the moon at night or all lit up in the broad daylight, the drink betrays me ounce by ounce. Makes me forget what really counts. Bombed on Irish car bomb, smashed on sour mash. The next morning leaves me dragging my ass. So raise a glass to me and one to you. How many fingers am I holding up? One or two? Or raise a glass or two, or maybe three. Let's drink a toast. The next round's on me. The next round's on me.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey in my veins, glass shots to the heart. From Sazerac to Uncle Jack, oh, that's just a start. Mix and mold with a 100-proof habit. So drunk I can't walk, I think I'll cab it. I'm aged in barrels, yet never mature. I know every single solitary hangover cure. Oh, raise a glass to me and one to you for all those empty bottles where we drank a few. Raise a glass or two, or maybe three. Let's drink a toast. The next round's on me. The next round's on me. Tastes as sweet as baby's breath, but it's a whole lot closer to the smell of death. Oh, raise a glass to me and one to you for all those empty bottles while we drank a few. Oh, raise a glass or two, or maybe three. Let's drink a toast. The next round's on me. The next round's on me. The next round's on me.
Hey, this is Todd Steven, and you're listening to Sessions on Solid State Radio.
You're invited to the party, girl. You're invited to the party, girl. Me and the crew shooting fireball. If you're living like an outlaw, got the Yeti packed up real tight. Won't be long before we're feeling alright. Hope you're down for this. Headed over to my cousin's house.
She's cool.
She's up north, but her heart's down south. Start a fire in that old backyard, yeah. Hope you're down for this. Drinking teas, rocking Panama. So come and join us at the party, crawl. Me and the crew shooting fireball. Sipping Bacardi, babe, without the straw. So if you're living like an outlaw, you can meet me at the party, crawl. Got the boat shined up real nice. Just bring a couple bags of ice. Just right down the deep. Headed out to that swimming hole. The water's warm, but the beer is cold. And live like this, man, it don't get old. I hope you're down for this. Cause we're just living for today. Man, we don't know another way. You're invited to the party, crawl. Drinking teas, rocking Panama. So come and join us at the party, crawl. Me and the crew shooting fireball. Sipping Bacardi, they looked out the straw. So if you're living like an outlaw, you can meet me at the party, crawl. To the party crawl. From California out to Wichita. Drinking teas, rocking Panama. So come and join us at the party crawl. Me and the crew shooting fireball. Sipping Bacardi, babe, without the straw. So if you're living like an outlaw,
right there from his Beaches and Bonfires album, Party Gras, right there on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Had him in studio a couple of weeks ago, and what a very interesting guy, great songwriter. I love bringing in songwriters, and I just happen to have one in studio with me right now, Mitch and Stateman. He's got a couple of CDs out there, he's got a couple songs out there, and a lot of things in the fire he wants to tell you about, and we all want to learn about. Mitch and Stateman coming up right after this on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
The Sessions Concert Series is a great way to get up close and personal with the bands I play on Sessions. Another show is on its way with three bands you need to see live. Saturday, April 13th, come out to the Hitchin Post in Lapeer. There you'll see Blue Sky, Mad Bastardson, and Attaboy. I'll be there as your MC. No tickets to buy, no cover charge, just come in and celebrate Michigan-made music. The Post is located at 1636 Emily City Road in Lapeer. This is a 21 and over show. Saturday, April 13th, starting at 8 p.m. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When was the last time you visited downtown Lapeer? Hey guys, Jim from the Lapeer Main Street Hour here, and I want to invite you to rediscover downtown Lapeer and all that it has to offer throughout the fall and holiday season. With 13 dining establishments to choose from, downtown Lapeer has one of the hottest up-and-coming food scenes in the area. Make it a day and enjoy an afternoon of shopping, arts, and entertainment. With over 180 businesses, downtown Lapeer truly has something for everybody. Great food, shopping, entertainment, and more. Isn't it time you rediscovered downtown Lapeer?
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Hello, you Michigan-made music lovers. What's going on? This is Sessions. I'm Adam Harahuck, coming to you live from the Lyric Mall on a Friday. That means, yes, I get to interview. Mitch's statement is here. We played a lot of his stuff on the Saturday show. You're going to hear what he has to say. Meantime, let's play one of his tunes to get you all warmed up. Here is Mitch's statement with Spiders. It's on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Spiders on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Mitch and Statement bringing that one out, and he is in studio with me today. Mitch and Statement, welcome to Sessions.
Well, thank you for having me, Adam. Man, it's great.
Bring that mic up closer to you, and okay, we're going to have a party. Now, we're listening to the track, and you kind of rolled your eyes at me because you heard it before, because it sounded like, to me, it was like John Mellencamp meets Huey Lewis.
Well, and that rang a bell because my old boss, Bob Dennis, who was a quality control mastering engineer from Motown Records and then ran the Recording Institute of Detroit for years, said basically that very same thing. I brought one of the bands I was in, went in there to record the song, and he comes and, "Who wrote this song, sir?" And I says, I wrote it. And he's like, "Fine tune, sir." And I just, my head, like, I was like, "Yeah, cool." You know? And then he pauses for a minute and he says, "Sounds like Mellencamp." And at that time, that really wasn't what I was going for, but now I take that as a compliment.
I mean, is that really a problem if they say, I'm comparing what your work to somebody who is very fortunate with their work?
Yeah, and it was absolutely a compliment from him, because, you know, I'm sure he did, you know, thought Mellencamp was it, you know.
So let's spiders. Are we talking about legitimate spiders here, or is this a euphemism?
I mean, it does involve actual spiders.
I have acrophobia.
Well, years before I met my way better half, I had another young lady I was living with, and she was, you know, super nice person in her own way. Interacting the two of us didn't always work out.
It happens.
The thing with her was she would walk up to Godzilla and tell him to go blank himself, but if a spider come in the room, you know, it was all over.
So I'm done, moving out. Here's the keys. Yeah, exactly. Trash days on Tuesday.
Exactly. So yeah, that's where that song came from.
I have arachnophobia, and it's widely known, which means I have a lot of friends, quote unquote friends, that send me a bunch of spider things on Facebook.
Not cool.
Where would you say you get your most inspiration from when you come to writing a song? Because you write a lot of material.
I've been very fortunate. It's just been coming very easily, and I have a lot in the works.
Where do you derive most of your influence from, your inspiration from?
One example, and it's not typical, but the Spiders song. At the time, I was working at a factory in Chesterfield Township, and I was working on this drill machine, and what would happen was these parts would go around the bowl, and they would go... That's kind of how it sounded.
So the music came first.
And yeah, and then when they would inevitably get jammed up and stuck at some point, and that was the dun 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 dun. You know, so that machine wrote that song. I mean, it's probably going to come and sue me someday, you know, if anybody ever does anything with it, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm talking about for that song, sure. As a whole. How long have you been writing songs now?
No. Well, let's say that one was written in 1991.
Okay.
And you were saying about maybe my first one.
I'm saying, as a general, where do you find more of your inspiration from? Is it on... Are you inspired, or do you actually sit down and say, today I'm writing a song?
No, it has to come from somewhere, you know. I mean, something pops into my head. A lot of times it's a guitar riff, and then I'll get a line in my head, and I'll build a song around that. And then what's happened a lot of times is I'll end up building more songs around that. That's why the CDs I've been doing all kind of have a theme, you know.
I noticed that.
The first one was basically, you know, it was very sarcastic. It was an angry old man yelling, get off my lawn to the world, you know, pretty much like that. I was, you know, touching on just things that are happening with society and talking about technology and the lockdown, and there was just all kinds of things going on that fed that one. And then the other one kind of was some stuff based on an old relationship, you know, mixed in with a little bit of conjecture and fiction writing, and, you know, just about a turbulent relationship, you know. Whereas now I don't have much experience with that anymore, because my wife and I, to us, an argument is what do you want to watch on TV? I don't care. What do you want to watch? Where do you want to go? What do you want to, you know? And it just goes on forever. I don't care. What do you want to do? So that has replaced arguing in my life, and I'm so grateful and blessed for that.
We are going Facebook Live, so if you want to see his smiling face, go to the Sessions Facebook page. There you go, and leave a comment, question, dirty joke. Oh, wow, we've already got, wow, okay. Kathy Katie says hi. Mitch and Diane. Lori says hi. Lori says, happy birthday, Mitch.
Oh, wow.
Oh, when was your birthday?
My birthday was Wednesday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Monday and Tuesday were rough days, but Wednesday, you know, I always act like I'm a rock star and I'm doing rock star things, but I actually felt like a rock star that day, you know.
Chris says, hello, Mitch and Diane. And then, of course, Drew Duffney, who also hosts the Blarney Hour here on Solid State Radio, says, did somebody say birthday? Because when Drew smells a birthday, he's like a shark smelling blood in the water. He's made more people pee themselves after serving them drinks. So it's better that he's not here. So you have a lot of stuff coming up here. And I had somewhere I was going with this, but I got derailed by the Facebook comments. By the way, keep them coming. We'll read them on the air as long as they're in good taste. You know who I'm talking to. Winning streak. Talk to me about this track.
Well, that's just the exact opposite. That's just feeling really blessed that, you know, it'll be our 30th anniversary on June 25th. And
happy anniversary.
I totally won the lottery of life. I can't say enough good things. My road manager, you know, you've seen her in action, getting me beer and fixing my hair and all that. You know? She's so wonderful.
I don't know. The only time I saw you play, I knocked over a table and held a sign over your head.
That was a great night, man.
That was a lot of fun. That was great. So winning streak. Is this a sarcastic term, or are you legitimately saying winning streak?
The chorus is, I've been... been on a winning streak since I woke up here with you. I've been over 500 since 1992, and on a winning streak since I woke up here with you.
Nice.
Something to that effect. It's very Dr. Seussy, but it, you know,
no, that
it's from the heart, you know.
Mitch's statement, he's live in studio. Here he is with Winning Streak, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
What she wears, your photograph, the sunrise almost as beautiful as your eyes. Once the lights are up, we'll get some breakfast anywhere else about. Be a beautiful day, no matter what we do. I've been over 500 since 1992, and on a winning streak since I woke up here next to you. Midday comes around, we're in a beach chair. Sipping on a cold drink in the fresh air. The sun is shining down, I'm holding your hand. As the waves softly caress the sand, the winning streak has lasted well past noon. Soon we'll take a nap back in the road. Then we'll get up, get dressed up for the night. We're on a winning streak, so you know we're gonna get it right. We'll be right back.
tobacco at home base, we make strong drinks. Then we take a walk out to the wolf swing. There's many stars, but there must be a million. Never want to let go of this feeling. Been on a winning streak since I woke up here next to you. It's gonna be a beautiful day.
Mitch's statement right there, winning streak, and then here's Mitch lip-syncing to his own words, and he still screws him up.
I keep a, I never used to do this, but my memory isn't so good anymore, so I keep a music stand with me on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when I'm doing my little acoustic thing where I have to sing a lot. And yeah. Then sometimes I'll just start playing the chords, the Yellow Ledbetter or whatever, and sing like Eddie Vedder. If I can't remember words, I'll just go...
Exactly. Just vowels.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes why?
When you're in a pinch, just go for them vowels. And make a funny face.
You have some events coming up.
Yeah. I think it's like 2 years now I've been involved with a band called Heather and the Heathens, a young lady named Heather McCauley out of Port Huron. She just has an incredible voice.
Nice.
She just won a Blue Water Music Association or BWAMI award for best female vocalist this year, and she totally deserves it. She writes her own songs. It's got like maybe 10 real good originals, and that's going to be the next thing I really want to get into is trying to get those recorded. And that's really was my main interest in their band. She had all these great songs. I wanted to help them record them and you know see them through to you know being a product, you know.
Sure.
But it was more of a thing where their guitar player had to go away for a weekend or something, and you know, and it's like, no, dude, we need you to come sit in with us, you know. And it was at the drive-in up in Carsonville there.
Yeah,
we played a thing up there.
Highway
drive-in.
Yes,
we played their Camp Carsonville Music Festival a couple years ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was my first gig with them. And yeah, they're really her and the bass player Jess, who's her boyfriend. They're just really cool people, and I've been having a lot of fun with this. I never thought in a million years I'd be back into a band. I was looking to do my solo thing, where I'd just deal with me, and I'd have Diane to help with that.
Right.
But being back in a band's different. But I'm glad. I'm happy.
Well, I mean, feasibly you can do both, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I do. You know, and Wednesday nights at the Outpost in Port Huron, the historic, formerly Dutch's Outpost. You know, there's so much history there. It was quite a country bar back in the day, and it's also the first place I ever played in a bar. So it has history with me as well. And every Wednesday night at the Outpost in Port Huron, we do an open mic. And any musicians out there that want to come and hang out, we'd love to have you there. It's between 8 and 12 on Wednesday nights in Port Huron.
Could you remember the first song you ever wrote?
No. Like I say, spiders.
Could you at least say how young you were?
Very, very young.
Yeah.
I made these really crappy, horrible cassette tapes of me playing guitar when I couldn't even tune it, and you know, just covering things and making up my own
what
things.
What I wouldn't give to get a hold of those right now.
I don't know.
But that kind of stirs you into my trap, because the writing bug hit you early.
Very early, yeah. It was always something I was really interested in, you know. I think the Beatles had a lot to do with it. I had an older brother and sister, and they left behind, most notably, Bob Dylan's greatest hits, the Beatles' Abbey Road, and Jimi Hendrix smash hits. They were played to the point where
so
they didn't...
You...
you know,
you had the real stuff
that really informed, you know, and made me want to be a songwriter. And then the Beatles had like a cartoon, and it was in syndication by the time I was watching it.
Yep.
And so I watched that a lot. And yeah, it's, I think that Beatles have a big influence on me, you know.
Well, and you've been doing it thus far. I mean, here we are, 2024. You're still doing it. Do you consider it therapy?
Absolutely. You know, I don't know what I would do without it. In fact, I really, other than picking up the acoustic guitar and the, and playing on, you know, sitting on the couch and writing things, I had kind of stopped for a while, you know. You never really stop, but I really wasn't aggressively pursuing it. But I worked at a recording studio and in a vocational school that taught recording for like 18 years. Okay. And you know, I recorded a few things here and there, but after the lockdown and when we opened back up, we weren't getting a lot of traffic with students using the lab facility. So I pretty much moved in there and began writing all this music that I'm still writing and finishing. And I'd like to thank Greg Riley, who runs the studio operation there, the Disc, for helping me. And you know, he finds me things to do, and I continue to record there. So there been a great relationship with that guy.
You and I had a great conversation, a very funny conversation about this next track. The next track is called Dollar.
Well, it's actually called, that's my co-producer. I've got some MP3s that are actually properly titled, but
the one I got on my screen is called $07.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of shorthand on the
so that's also 06. Mitch doesn't F this up too much.
That's the one. That's a good one. But yeah, it's actually called The Day Dollar General Devoured the World. And it's sort of like this, you know, on Big Bang Theory, they talk about filk music, the sort of sci-fi, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, this is sort of, I went through a little stage there. I was writing songs about the end of the world, and that was kind of that was the funniest of my apocalyptic songs.
Well, yeah, because Dollar General, I actually said that if you leave a Dollar General bag to blow off into the field, if it plants itself, a Dollar General will grow.
Yeah, they're spawning themselves all over the place. It's out of control.
So Mitch's statement, what is the full title of this song?
It is called The Day Dollar General Devoured the World.
Right here on Sessions.
Time and again, how empires rise and empires end. This was like nothing before. How could we know what was in store? On every street and on every corner, it knew no limit, it knew no border. Save $5 on a Saturday while another one's crowded 5 miles away. Yeah, little juggernaut's on the rise, raising an army right before your retail revelation of things to come. Where once there were many, soon we'll be one. At first the people were kinda glad they could save big money filling little yellow bags. Good bargain will hypnotize. Next thing you know, you've been globalized. Can't help but believe this is the end of time. So roll all along by that ugly yellow sign. It was a day dollar general devoured the world. It was a day dollar general. You sold out Mom and Pop to save a few bucks, and now you have holes in your Taiwanese socks. You didn't see the harm when it first came around, but now Dollar General is the only game in town. It couldn't stop there, now there's at least three or four, and soon they'll build
outside of your door. They cut down the trees and plowed under fields. Such is the power the yellow juggernaut wields. Shade, what use is corn? What we need's another lame ass store. The war ain't true, prophecy fulfilled. Retail apocalypse, all local business killed. The day dollar jingle devoured the world. It was a day dollar general devoured the world.
Devour the world.
Could happen, man. I think it is happening.
Do you remember, could you remember?
I don't remember much.
Could you remember the first time you ever picked up a guitar?
Maybe not the first time, but the lady across the street let me borrow a small, like, student acoustic. So then okay. I probably would have been 8, 10. You know, I didn't know how to play it, but it felt right, you know, and it meant something. My parents got me my first really cool electric guitar. It was a Harmony Les Paul copy.
Oh,
and back
yes.
then, they actually, like, Sears,
they were
JCPenney
always
catalog.
Like the Sunburst. Well, not tobacco, it was Sunburst.
This was actually a red one, and it was really, well made. It had a... had DiMarzio pickups in it. That they were putting DiMarzio pickups in
on a Sears?
On a Harmony guitar, yes.
I think
Harmony Marquee, look it up.
I think one of your parents were stealing guitars. honey, here's something we got from JCPenney. It's got a Floyd Rose.
My brother-in-law was a machinist, and he made a brass nut for it. And I'd never had a distortion pedal or a really loud amp, but that thing was just...
Oh, yeah.
It growled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now you're talking my language. We are going Facebook Live, and we have some comments coming in fast and furious. Kathy says, love it, Mitch. Great tune. Lori says, I envy your passion and talent. Somebody says, I want to talk to you about your car's warranty.
Always.
John says, Mitch rocks. He has joined us in Port Austin a few times. Very talented. The whole thumb of Michigan. I've never had a bad time.
And the Winning Streak song was kind of about that, being up there. And yeah, John Scott is in a band called Bird Creek Station, and they're sort of like my weekend vacation band. They let me sit in with them and stuff like that.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's in the future for Mitch and Statement?
Well, as I was saying, I think we're going to, this current CD, the next CD that I'm going to have out is called A Happy Place. And as you can tell, it's most of it, other than the Dollar General thing, is a little bit more mature. And it's just talking about, just loving life, slowing down a little, you know?
Yeah.
And even though it's really not, but, you know, I'm happier than I've ever been. And I was trying to express
That's good, man.
And but the next one, we're going to go back to Vintage Mitch. We're going to go back to the rage and sarcasm thing, and the old man screaming, "Get off my lawn to the world." We're going to go right back into that.
I mean, if we're taking personal requests, that's my favorite Mitch.
Mine too, I think.
I mean, I like your recent album and everything else, but I mean, I like it when you're really just complaining. Well, I play a lot of stuff on the Saturday show. I can't play here because you're complaining too much, but you know, I'm looking forward to hearing everything you have. Send it to me. Let's talk about the song Antiversary.
Well, it's another girl song. You know, it's about a girl that long, long ago, you know, we had maybe perhaps a little ancient history, and we just always been better friends. And it was just every year I think about that. That it's like, you know, she just became such a good friend of mine. But I still like to think back, and you know, I've been very fortunate with people in my life in general, especially ladies. But
you're such a softie.
Yeah, that's why if you'd read too many more of those Facebook comments, I would have started crying and totally blown my hardcore gangster image, you know.
Yeah, because whenever we think of a hardcore gangster, we think Mitch. No, it's great that you show emotion like that. But so you're kind of paying tribute to relationships you've had before.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of making peace with everything that's happened in my life, you know. I mean, I've been through some things. I had a sibling that committed suicide, and just a lot of different things, you know. And I'm just trying to, you know, I think there's another line in my one of my songs just about just trying to rise above all that, you know, and just get on with life. And I spent a lot of time worrying. I spent a lot of time. And I've had problems with anxiety and depression and that, and I'm really trying to move past that and just be happy with where I'm at now, because it really is cool. Especially the last couple of days, people showing me so much love on my birthday, and you know, I'm the luckiest guy on the planet. You know, sure. I really am.
Before we are going to get to your track Antiversary, but you just opened up a whole can of worms.
That's
right
what I
there.
Do.
Yeah. So I mean, you really have dealt with. I asked you the question, how much does songwriting help with your mental health? And you're pretty much...
Yeah,
it is.
Very grateful for it.
How else do you deal with your mental health, if you don't mind me asking?
That's helped, and that really, you know, I mean, other things. I like being around dogs. I entered a weight loss contest. At work.
I was like, hey, where's all the skinny people at?
Weight loss. Woo, yeah. No, I'm in this weight loss contest at work, and I just happened to put a little thing online that anybody has a dog that needs walking, you know, that would help with me burning off some calories. And it turned out a neighbor had one, and that's really helped too. We haven't had a dog in 15 years. We had one for 15 years.
Yes.
And then he's been gone for 15 years.
Okay. So if a listener is kind of dealing with things that you're dealing with, depression and everything else, what would you say is the first step that they need to do?
Well, for me, it was getting a job at a recording studio. I can't really, you know, other people, I would just say find something like that where you're able to express yourself and, you know, let those things out in a good way, and rather than, you know, screaming and breaking things. I tried that for a while, but, you know, music
it
is
was
so
expensive.
It really was. Music is so much better, you
All
know.
All right, so I got one more song to go. But I still want to pick your brain. I might even go over a little bit. What, Mitch and Statement, what was the first album you bought with your own money? Not somebody you got for Christmas. Not you had to actually go to the record store and plunk down your own money to buy.
24th Street Kmart in Port Huron.
Okay.
I got Frank Zappa's 1974 Apostrophe album.
Oh, nice.
Explains much.
What was the sticker price on that? It was like $5.
Probably $4.99, $5.99, something like that, you know. I think I've seen it in Walmart now, and it's like $40 or something, you know.
Yeah, now it is. It's a collector's item, I'm sure. I'm going to play one more song from you. Here's Great Ride. Talk to me about this one.
This is what we've been talking about, you know, and it might come off a little woe is me and a little whiny or whatever, but it's like, you know, if lightning struck me right now, no complaints. You know, if it was all
well,
over.
Hopefully it doesn't.
Yeah. Hopefully there's space.
Because I'm standing
space
next
junk.
To you.
There's that too. But no, it's just, I'm again, like I said, I'm blessed. I get to make, and you know, I have the facility to make this music and, like I say, heal myself on some levels. And I'm just surrounded by good people, just as I am tonight. And I have nothing to complain about, you know, but I complain all the time.
Here is my BS question of the night. Have you written your best song yet?
I hope not. You know, because I think there's a better one out there.
Yeah,
I do have one that's going to be on this Happy Place album. That's about I was talking about dogs, our Siberian Husky, Lieutenant Worf, like on Star Trek. That we had for years and years, and I kind of wrote it like I'm having a conversation with him. There's a part where there's going to be actual howls from a husky, sort of conversing with me back and forth. I can't wait to share that one with you.
thank you very much for coming out here and spending time with me. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me, Adam.
Here is Mitch and Statement with Great Ride and Sessions on Solid State Radio. Good night.
50-some-odd years on this earth and I really can't complain. I have managed to stay warm and dry and somehow mostly sane. It's been a great ride. It's been a great ride and I can't complain. It's been a great ride. It's been a great ride. It's been a great ride with lots of love and friends. And I'm gonna keep on riding till the day it ends. And if you find one day that I am not around, don't let that bring you down. I've had a great ride. I know it's hard to say goodbye. Don't let me see you cry. Raise your glass to a great ride.